The National Association of Parents in School Governance and the Congress of South African Students have joined hands in filing court papers on the 21st of May to oppose next week's urgent application launched by the Democratic Alliance for the court to order the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, that's Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, and others to further relax the COVID-19 regulations with specific reference to curfew, transport, exercise and e-commerce regulations. Joining me on the line now is the president of the National Association of Parents in School Governance, Mahlomola Gegana. A very good morning. Welcome to the show. And why are you deciding to take this course of action?
Well, good morning, Africa. This is an irrational move by the Democratic Alliance, irresponsible. And as responsible citizens, we ought to ask for protection from our courts, who are the arbiter and who are the right platform where, you know, we can get people who are level-headed, who are not pressurized by the capital, who are not pressurized by the private businesses and interests outside human life.
Well, the government already easing regulations around e-commerce, where now we are able to buy anything on e-commerce with the exception of alcohol and cigarettes, which continue to enjoy a ban, of course, for level 4 lockdown. And we'll see what announcements will be made by the president later on today. Your challenges with the amount of time set aside for exercise, because what we're seeing now, Mashamola, is that everyone who wants to go running or walking their dog or cycling does so between those hours of 6 and 9. And it almost counters the rationale of physical distancing that is an essential element in obviously stemming the spread of COVID-19.
You just spoke about the president. He's also a respondent in our application as the commander-in-chief. Whatever he's going to say today, he has up to 5 today. To respond to our court papers, you know. So they're all irresponsible. The government itself is rushing into moving into this level 3 without a scientific confidence that they can give to the public to say, you know, you see, now you're saying children must go back to schools, Africa. Everything must start running. We've got 15 million school-going children. When they get with all these people who will be talking, who will be running and exercising, you're creating chaos. There will no longer be social distancing. World Health Organization tells us that we're getting into winter. This is the time where the virus goes bizarre. And this is the time where we're supposed to be rational and look into the reaction of this. Why the rush when we see the stats, the numbers are not going down, Africa? We're losing lives. We just for human life. We want children to go to school. You know, let me be telling you, we want children to go to school, but not at all costs. Not at all costs. We must save the academic year 2020, but not with the lives of our children. And we're saying, if they really want to move ahead with that, let them give us a clear plan, a detailed plan, where how they're going to restore the infrastructure in schools that have been vandalized. Over 1,500 schools have been vandalized during the lockdown. And it means schools are clearly accessible. So anyone can access schools and the virus can spread just like that. And we merely saying, let's save lives. The clear guidelines in relation to the risk of transmission of the virus at schools and a possible transmission to others who are living with those children. That's what is inspiring us to go to court and ask for a relief.
Professor Karim, who heads up the Media Advisory Council, reiterating what generally has been the common refrain as far as research into children and COVID-19 are concerned. Yes, there are pockets of worrying cases of children who've been affected very negatively by COVID-19. We're seeing that in the United Kingdom. We're seeing that in New York at the moment. But on the whole, children are less impacted by COVID-19 than you and me, for example. So returning children to school could be a responsible thing to do, because then you're separating them from the adults for a significant part of the day. You're having, as you know, many millions of our children relying on nutrition that schools are able to provide because they come from homes of poverty and disadvantage. So they've been denied that nutritious meal every day for the last 2 months, and food parcels have been a disaster in as far as distributing them. And I suppose most importantly, if there will be any resumption of the academic year for 2020, now is the time to do it. Or are you suggesting that we write off this year for the majority of the grades, perhaps have grade 12 learners completing their curriculum, sitting for exams at a later date so that they can go on to post-matric education next year, and then we have everybody repeating a grade in 2021?
People who denied these children their nutrition is the government. When they were giving everyone food parcels, they forgot about school children. Not going to get into that space, but the people who denied...
Mashamola, just on that point, I know that the Western Cape Education Department was so criticized for opening up some of their schools in order for them to offer that nutritious meal. In fact, the ANC, which is in opposition in the Western Cape, as well as COSATU, were willing to take this provincial government to court for actually feeding people, those young children, during this time of COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, parents of those children were not consulted on the matter. As parents, had we been consulted, we would have made an input and would have enabled government to be able to continue to do its responsibility, which is basically a national government mandate. The National School Nutrition Program, it's an obligation that each provincial department must execute on behalf of national government, and it did not happen. However, let's not sit on that. What Professor Karim, you spoke about Professor Karim and his advices. Professor Karim must tell us why when France reopened schools, so many children got infected at school. And as a result, as we speak today, in France, they've now reclosed schools. Do we want to be in the same boat? We don't need arrogance here. We don't need arrogant leadership. We saw arrogant leadership, what it has done in the United States. We saw arrogant leadership until reality humbled the leadership in Italy to ask for help. Arrogance is the problem in South Africa, where people are abusing their offices of power. They're behaving as big as those offices when they don't even speak. Look, at the end of the day, we, the parents of these children, we ought to be given confidence to say this will happen. Now, when the DA is not acting in the best interest of the poor, of the poorest, they're acting in the best interest of the capital. And we know that for sure. We're not even smelling it. We're saying, let all these people tell us before the end of business today, so that if they are opposing our application, they still have time today until 5 o'clock to convince us that systems are really in place to save and protect the lives of children who may go to school on the 1st of June.
Mashamola Kekana, thank you very much. We certainly will be paying attention to that story. President of the National Association of Parents in School Governance, giving all of the respondents to the court papers they have submitted until the end of business today, 5 o'clock this afternoon, for them to respond to their issues. Someone